From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump continued criticizing Attorney General Jeff Sessions while speaking at a news conference Tuesday, saying he wanted Sessions to get tougher on the leaks to the media. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke out against President Trump's criticism on the Senate floor.
Many Americans must be wondering if the president is trying to pry open the office of Attorney General to appoint someone during the August recess who will fire Special Counsel Mueller and shut down the Russian investigation.
Schumer said Democrats would not go along with that. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, faced questions for 3 hours in a closed-door interview with the House Intelligence Committee as part of the investigation of Russian meddling into last year's presidential election. But he wasn't the only person on Capitol Hill answering questions. VOA's Robert Rafel.
As part of the Russia probe, Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, met Tuesday with bipartisan staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Manafort answered their questions fully, according to his spokesman. Manafort is being scrutinized about his participation in a June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower with a Russian lawyer from whom the president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., had been advised to expect incriminating material about Clinton. Robert Rafel, VOA News.
The Brazilian Attorney General's office has tripled its 2018 budget for a probe of a sprawling corruption scandal that has engulfed political and business leaders across Latin America. Federal prosecutors plan to boost spending from $165 million initially allotted in January to more than $500 million. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Tuesday approved a motion to open debate on a Republican initiative to overhaul the health care system with a 51-50 vote. Vice President Mike Pence broke the tie. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain said the lack of a clear alternative has made the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, even more popular, but said more needed to be done to fix a flawed system. Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said McCain set the right framework to move forward.
But what John McCain did in his speech afterwards was really set the stage for this debate on reconciliation. He made it clear, as Senator McConnell sat there and listened, that the approach the Republicans have used to reach this moment is unacceptable. It's unacceptable when you consider the history of the Senate and the good of the country. And McCain said it so effectively.
President Donald Trump tore into President Barack Obama's health care law with fresh intensity, calling it a government takeover of health care and a big, fat, ugly lie that had wreaked havoc on American families. The U.S. House of Representatives approved new sanctions Tuesday against Russia for its meddling in last year's presidential election. California Republican Congressman Ed Royce said the House bill was similar to the Senate's, but outlined a difference.
We clarified several provisions that could have inadvertently handed Russian companies control of global energy projects and impacted pipelines that our European allies rely on in an effort to end their dependence on Russian gas. So this strengthens the bill.
Roy said Russia poses a threat to NATO allies in Europe and Moscow works to undermine democratic values with determination and sophistication. Seven people are dead after assailants attacked a truck delivering anti-poverty aid payments on a rural road in southern Mexico. The ambush-style attack in the state of Guerrero killed five municipal police officers and two federal bank employees. A state security representative said in a statement that the unidentified attackers made off with the equivalent of $55,000. The attack took place as a truck crossed a mountain pass. Both sides in the Libyan conflict agreed to terms of a ceasefire agreement Tuesday during talks mediated by French President Emmanuel Macron. Along with the conditional ceasefire, the document commits both sides to holding an election as soon as possible. The two sides previously held talks in Abu Dhabi in May. After going more than a year and a half without speaking in hopes of ending the violence seen in Libya since former leader Muammar Gaddafi was deposed in 2011. Up to this point, Haftar was rejected the authority of the UN-backed government. His forces have gained ground in east of the country with more support of Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.